Reading for fun. Page 85, task 1. Listen and read.
The man who didn't wash his dishes, after Phyllis Krasilovsky.
There once was a man who lived alone in a little house in a small town. He always cooked his own dinner, cleaned the house by himself, and made his own bed. One night, he came home feeling very hungry, so he made a big dinner. He had been eating much, and he was very tired after finishing. He decided to leave the dishes till the next night. But the next night, he was twice as hungry, so he cooked twice as big of a dinner, and it took twice as long to eat it, and he was twice as tired as he had been the day before. As the days passed by, he got hungrier and more tired, and there were so many dirty dishes that he started to pile them on the table. As soon as the table was full, he started to put them on his bookshelves. As soon as they were full, he had been piling them on the floor for several days, and soon he couldn't get into his house. One night, he looked in his cupboard and found out that there wasn't any clean dish there. Soon he used up all his ashtrays and clean flower pots and his sweets dishes and drank water from vases. He used up everything, even the pots he cooked his food in and the frying pan and the kettle, and he didn't know what to do. He was so unhappy. His whole house was full of dirty dishes and dirty flower pots and dirty ashtrays and dirty sweets dishes and dirty pots and a dirty soap dish and a dirty frying pan and a dirty kettle. He couldn't find his books or his clock or in his bed anymore. He couldn't sit down to think because even his chairs were all with dishes, and he couldn't find the sink so he could wash them. But the rain started, and the man got an idea. He drove his big lorry around to the side of his house and piled all the dishes and all the vases and all the ashtrays and pots and a frying pan and a kettle on it and drove the truck out into the rain. The rain had been falling on everything, and soon the dishes were clean again. The rain washed them. Then the man carried everything back into the house again. He put the dishes into the cupboard, the frying pan and the pots on the pot shelves, the ashtrays on the tables, the flower pots back where he found them, the vases where the vases go, the kettle on the gas cooker, and the soap dish in the bathroom. He was so very tired after he had been carrying everything back and putting it away that he decided, "I will better always wash my dishes just as soon as I have finished my dinner." The next night, when he came home, he cooked his dinner, finished to eat it, then washed the dishes and put them right away. He did this every night after that too. He is very happy now. He can find his chairs, and he can find his clock, and he can find his bed. It is easy for him to get into his house too, because there are no more dishes piled on the floor or anywhere.